We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Support your union and be supportive of your fellow workers' struggles. there is power in a union.
Hey, double, hey, you.
Divided loyalties.
Hey, double, hey, you.
Divided loyalties.
Hey, double, hey, you.
Divided.
This is Charlie Harper from the UK subs over in London, England, saying hello, Vancouver, on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening. Support your local radio.
All right, all, welcome to Generation Annihilation here for another week here on CITR, and that is CITR 101.9 FM, streaming live over the World Wide Web. Yeah, it's Aaron here, and if you'd like to make a request, 604-822-2487, that is 604-UBC-CITR. Yeah, if it's good, I'll play it. Yeah, played two tracks, which I probably could have played last week with the Labor Day long weekend, but I thought these songs came to mind with the ongoing dispute and strike between the BCTF, BC Teachers Federation, and the BC Liberal Party. I wouldn't call that party liberal at all. And yeah, the government won't negotiate any kind of contract with the, well, the bottom line is they've taken stuff originally out of the original contract that was bindable, and the courts said the union won twice in the courts, saying that these things couldn't be taken out, and still the government is went ahead and done it. So it's the government that are crooks and in contempt of court. So now the BCTF is on strike, and it's been going on for several months through the summer and now back into the new year. So we heard two songs all about the working class and union. Start off with the Dropkick Murphys, 10 Years of Service. And yeah, this is on a split that they did with Germany's Oxymoron. Yes, the Dropkick Murphys got very big right about this time, late 90s. Yeah, but this one came out on an independent label, Flat Records. And we followed with Run and Riot, Divided Loyalty. Yes, there is power in a union. And yeah, something came to light yesterday on Facebook, which went viral. But it was originally a tweet by Mr. Joey Shithead Keithley from DOA. And that tweet was, glad my kids finished school. The BCTF has got to realize that you can't have your cake and eat it too. Time for compromise. Get kids back in school. Well, DOA in the 80s wrote a song called General Strike. And they also have a song called The Enemy, saying you got to know who your enemy is. And now it seems like the enemy is Mr. Joey Shithead himself. Yeah, he tried to be a politician. I guess that fell through, and he's got DOA going still. And I guess these songs that he's playing don't make any kind of sense anymore for him to sing them, because he shares the view of the government and not only the opposition left-wing government, but the right-wing government that's in power. So there you go. No DOA on this show. Well, at least not today. Maybe another time. Yeah. Okay, back into the show. It's 10 after the hour here. Let's get into the Anti-Nowhere League. Here we go.
Tonight, yeah. Get ready for the fight. nation. Another night, that's fornication. I get ready for the beat tonight.
Yeah.
I get ready for the dynamite. I get ready for this infestation, population boom. I get ready for the beast tonight.
Yeah.
I get ready for the fight tonight. Get ready for the Holocaust and kiss your ass goodbye. Bang, bang, you're dead.
Join in celebrating a truly unique UBC occasion with Professor Arvind Gupta, UBC's 13th President and Vice Chancellor, at his formal installation ceremony Friday, September 12th. Watch the live webcast 10 to 11:30 a.m. at ubc.ca/installation. The event is sure to be a memorable and inspiring way to kick off his first term as our president.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR, and yeah, what do we start things off with? We start things all out with Anti-Nowhere League from the Scum release going back to 1996. Heard a track called Get Ready, and we followed with an act from Ontario, Kitchener, I believe, The Rotten, Enemy of the State, and that one came out a few years back on Rebel Time Records, and yeah, it's very punk records. Very overlooked, too. You don't hear many people talking about this band, but they're really cool. They remind me of a band who we played after called Blank 77 from their Tanked and Pogoed release. Going back to 1997, we heard a track called Watch It Drown, and this came out on Radical Records. And then we followed with Blatz from the Bay Area, Touch of Blatz. That was their split with Filth. Another band out of the Bay Area on Lookout Records, going back to the early 90s. So yeah, back into the show right now. We're going to hear a band from Dayton, Ohio, and they're called New Regrets. Name of the track we're going to hear is called Ripper. Here we go.
We'll be right back. lives. Now it's time to find personal freedom, my own state of mind. Finally, it's time. Time to take control of my life. Take control. Take control. Take control. Now I look to myself for answers deep inside. Time to draw a personal line through love or love. Whenever others run away. Time to listen to what my feelings have to say.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
All right, Generation Annihilation started the set all off with New Regrets from Dayton, Ohio. This is from their new five-song EP. It's pretty cool, and it features the original vocalist for Toxic Reasons, Ed Pittman from Toxic Reasons. He's fronting this band, and we heard from Toxic Reasons in the set afterwards from the Beer City Records recent release, which is a live recording going back to 1981 track called, what track did we hear by them? We heard Can't Get Away, and that song actually was featured on a later Toxic Reasons record, Bullets For You, their second full length. And it didn't have Ed Pittman on it, but as you can hear, it was originally sung by him back in 1981. Youth followed, very recent anthology of theirs, one of the best hardcore bands ever to come out of this country, let alone in Toronto. Their anthology, whole whack of youth tracks. And they were around from like 1982 to 1984, and they recorded a good 28 songs. We heard a track called Philosophy, and that is on a EP of theirs called Sin, and came out Fringe Records 1983 originally, and we followed with Blast from the Blood release on Southern Lord Records, another act that has gotten back together. And yeah, some of you may have been disappointed because last Monday, Blast were supposed to play here in town, opening up for Corrosion of Conformity, and they weren't able to get their visas or something together. Something happens which disabled them from crossing the border, and that would have been too bad because they haven't been here since like 1987, 1988 sort of thing. Oh well, maybe next time. Gonna hear a band right now who I heard for the first time last week. They're from France, and they're called Lion's Law on Generation Annihilation. Here we go. Generation Annihilation on CITR, and started that set off with Lion's Law. Day Will Come is the name of the release. The track we heard is called Antisocial, followed with Holland's Evil Conduct, track called Don't Mess With Us off the Working Class Anthems release on Brass City Sounds Records. And we ended the sets with the Old Friend Casuals from their This Means War full-length release. Eternal City was the name of that. Yeah, three-piece band. You may have heard of them. They have Lars from Rancid on guitar and vocals. I guess they're all right. Yeah, a little bit contrived. What do you do? There's worse stuff out there. Okay, we're going to hear a band right now that just got back from Europe and will be playing a couple of shows next week. Not tomorrow, but next Friday and Saturday. Yeah, they'll be playing Pat's Pub in Victoria. The band is Bishop's Green with a track called Tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation with three bands that will be playing here at Pat's Pub next Friday. Bishop's Green, Sound City Hooligans, Knife Dogs, and also on the bill will be All Out Panic. That's at Pat's Pub, 43 East Hastings. And yeah, from Bishop's Green, from the Pressure release, we heard a track called Tomorrow. And from the Bushmaster Sessions from Sound City Hooligans, we heard a track called Your Scene, and Knife Dogs from Calgary gave us a song called Starry Night. And the following night, all four bands will be playing at Logan's in Victoria. But going on here next Friday, a Jack Skate Comp pre-party. We got Death Sentence, Frostbacks, Fucking Unicorns, and the Shit Talkers. And then over at on the Saturday, we got Dagle Abortions, IDNS, Old Derelicts, and Fuck You Pigs. So there you go. And October 3rd, yes, this was announced a while back, Poison Idea, Kings of Punk from Portland, Oregon. They'll be playing with Old Man Strength, Car 87, and Legion of Goons, and that's at Funky Winker Beans. And also the same night, on October 3rd, we got the Liquor Kings with their CD release party at the Fairview Pub, playing with classic original 70s Vancouver punk act, the Furies, and the Wet Stilettos. So there's some shows to mark down on your calendar. And we're going to end this show off with some Death Sentence, who will be playing next Friday at Funky Winker Beans, classic old Vancouver band. They seem to play annually, maybe once or twice. Yeah, last time I saw them, they were pretty damn good. And read about Death Sentence in an awesome article done by Dan Walters in The Skinny magazine, which is also part of the Beatroot. So yeah, we're going to hear some Death Sentence, which will take you into Power Chord. We're going to hear a track from the Not a Pretty Sight EP, a track called RCMP. And maybe we might get into a track off their second album. But yes, it doesn't get more Vancouver punk rock than this. Death Sentence with a track called RCMP. Check out our playlist and podcast online, www.generationannihilation.com, and you can always like us on Facebook. Power Chord up next with Coleman.
Shindig 2014 is now accepting submissions. Please send your three-song demo before September 15th to shindig.submissions@gmail.com. For more information, check out our website at citr.ca.
Listen.
Radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.